She moved from Oregon to join Sitka's alternative high school, teaching English and health for 4 years. Last year, she jumped into administration, performing double duty as assistant principal of Blatchley Middle School and director of community schools. Mandy Summer says returning to Pacific High is a homecoming.
The way that we see education and deliver education here at Pacific High is very intrinsic to my being and who I am and how I've always taught and how I've always learned.
Enrollment at Pacific High is limited to around 40 students. Some are there because they haven't had success in traditional public schools. Others seek out the school's alternative approach to education. Summer says her background at Pacific High taught her to look at the whole student.
There were times as a teacher where I would recognize that it's much more important right now to focus on a student's needs socially or behaviorally, just what they need in their life, more so than writing that next essay or passing that next test. And that's really what Pacific High is all about.
Summer is replacing two people. Her predecessors, Phil Burdick and Sarah Ferency, job shared for 5 years as co-principals at Pacific High before moving into district administration. Summer says that although she's only one person, she doesn't feel like a solo act. She describes the school as a collaboration among all staff, administration, and even students. If anything, Summer would like to see students step outside themselves even more.
You know, one thing that's always been really important to me as a teacher and just part of my life is providing service. And I have seen some students really blossom when they have been a part of something much bigger than themselves.
But not every teacher is eager to move into the top job. At least that was the case this year at Sitka High.
I originally said no.
Lyle Sparrowgrove will take over as principal at Sitka's traditional high school, but he's not as reluctant as he sounds. He reconsidered after thinking about the students, families, and staff that make a school.
I'm not doing it alone. I'm doing it with all those people together attempting to make the high school principal position sustainable.
Sparrowgrove understands sustainability. He taught math for 13 years at Blatchley, beginning in 1987, before becoming assistant principal and activities director at the high school in 2000. After 4 years in that job, Sparrowgrove returned to the math classroom until his retirement in 2009. It's not a natural transition to move from career teacher to administrator, but Sparrowgrove understands that it all happens in the classroom. He knows firsthand that good teaching can turn a student's life around.
I was not a good math student. Became excited when I had a quality instructor at the college level. And I wanted the kids to feel the passion and the exuberance I felt about learning math, because I'm sure there's other things they would have rather been doing.
Sparrowgrove describes the last 6 years as quasi-retirement. He's been active as a consultant, working with the district to develop new math curriculum across all grade levels. But he says the social aspect of school is very important, and he misses that. And he also thinks he's got some ideas to offer as schools evolve along with the needs of students.
Education has been very good to me over the years, and I feel like to be able to continue to have education improve and grow, people need to be able to give back to it, and this is one of those ways.
Lyle Sparrowgrove will replace Karen Macklin, who stepped in last year to cover the resignation of former principal P.J. Ford Slack. The first day of school in Sitka is Thursday, August 27th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.